On our program, we've discussed the phenomenon of Webkinz, the online video game that lets children play with their digital pets on their computers. We even adopted a Webkinz. Well, now we turn to David Kushner for his comments. He writes about digital culture, and he says Webkinz are good for kids.
As any parent of a young child can tell you, Webkinz are the Cabbage Patch dolls of Generation Z. These soft, fuzzy animals cost about $10 and can be purchased in just about any card shop or toy store. But there's one big difference between them and the plushies of the past. Webkinz have a second life online. Each stuffed animal comes with a special secret code on a tag. When you register that number on Webkinz.com, a cartoon version of your pudgy blue hippo or gawky white bird appears on your computer screen. After giving your pet a name and gender, you decorate a virtual room for it to live in. Though the furniture and stereos are made of pixels, you'll need pretend money called Kinz Cash to buy them. You earn it by playing games like Spin the Wheel of Yum or Candy Bash. For kids weaned on computers and cell phones, it's the ultimate mashup, a video game they can cuddle with at night-night. And while parents may pine for the days of plastic dollhouses, those little faces pressed up against the computer screen are showing how the wall between our real and virtual lives is coming down. The site imparts unintended but necessary lessons about love and possession in a digital age. While some of my friends think Webkinz is the end of imagination, I think it's preparing kids for life in an increasingly virtualized society, the good and the bad. One day, my 8-year-old daughter Samantha booted up in horror to find her pink poodle's room empty of its cushy sofa and widescreen TV. I had to explain to Sammy that while pixelated stuff is easy to accumulate, it's also easy to lose, whether to a computer error, a hacker, or even a friend playing a prank. She nodded and begged for a real pet. Now we have two domestic short-haired cats, Bella and Maxie. Sammy and her 6-year-old sister Mia don't spend as much time with their Webkinz anymore, but their digital lives will continue. Soon it will be instant messaging or Facebook or MySpace, and then they'll discover the most ubiquitous virtual pet of all, the BlackBerry.
Writer David Kushner covers digital culture for Rolling Stone, Wired, and other publications. This is NPR News.
And you will no doubt be able to read lots and lots more about Prince Harry in celebrity magazines, although the prince going to war won't get near the coverage that a celebrity having a baby would. In recent years, there's been a baby boom among the magazines that cover the stars, and no one knows that better than Bonnie Fuller, chief editorial director of Star Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I am looking at the cover of People magazine, and it features exclusive first photos of Nicole Richie holding her baby. There are reports that she's being paid $1 million for these photos, and reports that Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony are going to earn something like $6 million for the first photos of their new twins. Where do these prices come from?
What it comes down to is two things: newsstand sales and prestige, because when you spend $4 million to buy baby photos, no matter how many magazines you sell, you really have no hope of recouping that cost. However, it's a feather on your cap to be the one that can say, hey, I've got Brad Mandolina's baby photos, and I'm sure that if the publication has enough time in advance, they will also sell additional advertising.
Beyond the real special moments where celebrities get paid $1 million, $4 million, $6 million for the first pictures of their babies, there's also the every week covers that involve pregnancies and babies growing up. I mean, the stories seem to go on like chapters.
Star's readers love these celebrities. They feel very close to them. And I think the reason for this, of course, is that our readers are primarily women, you know, 22 to 42, prime childbearing years. All the things that the celebrities are going to go through, they're going through too.
It used to be that actresses had to hide their pregnancies. You know, I'm thinking here of Meg Ryan. She had a baby and more or less no one knew about it. Tell us how it would have been a few years ago if an actress came to you and had arranged to do a sort of beauty shoot and she was pregnant.
Well, we would think about shooting her from shoulders up. However, I really feel like a big turning point was the growth of the celebrity news weeklies. We really brought celebrity pregnancies into like the mainstream, and we also celebrated them. And we quickly learned women clearly wanted to see them because our sales went up.
You would call it a celebration, and for some that may be true. But what about actresses that would like a little privacy?
If you want to be a celebrity, then it does come along with an interest by the public in your life. And most actors and actresses, they know that they don't have to go shopping on Rodeo Drive. You can have a very low-key life if you want to and never be photographed.
Bonnie Fuller is Chief Editorial Director of Star Magazine. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Renee. And if the elevator tries to break you
down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor. Go crazy, but don't get out of bed too soon. Britain's News of the World reported this week that Prince will soon receive a hip replacement. Not hip as in cool, but as in the hip bone is connected to the thigh bone, which apparently, in Prince's case, is wearing out. Singer's released nearly 30 albums in 30 years, gyrating through each and every one of them, sometimes looking like a human kitchen mixer with a guitar on his hip. Now, the News of the World is a tabloid, not to be confused with The Economist, but its record on celeb stories has been reasonably good. It says informed sources leaked that the singer will soon be booked into a private hospital near London so that he can receive surgery and recover from his purple pain without the likes of the News of the World peeking in. The news quotes a close friend as saying, for months, Prince, who always puts on the most energetic shows, has been complaining of pain every time he moves. He is totally crushed because he knows he will never be the same again. What happens when aging rock and punk stars can no longer shake it up, baby, now? Will Mick Jagger have to get silicone lips? Doesn't that little rumination ruin your breakfast? Coming up, two Philadelphia seniors help keep each other young by learning something new each and every week.
And our last word in business today, Rolling Stone India. It hit newsstands this week in Mumbai, Kolkata, and other cities. The new edition of the U.S. music magazine will focus on international stars like Radiohead and Led Zeppelin, and also Bollywood soundtracks. They make up 70% of the music sales in India. The new magazine will also be priced at a competitive 100 rupees, or $2.50. Fans once had to pay five times that much for the imported U.S. edition of Rolling Stone. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.